for knowledge beyond dreams. Discover That's the Way Love Goes, a collection of short stories by Mark Marcus. Go to thatsthewaylovegoes.net and let the dreams begin.
George Zimmerman, the bond hearing is going on right now as we speak. They are speaking. And it's going to be unfortunate for those people that are in favor of keeping George Zimmerman in jail, because if I had to guess, he is walking out on a bond, and I don't know how high it's going to be, and I think that is the only issue, and here is why. Here are the reasons. Well, actually, let's go to it right now for a moment and see what's going on. Then I'll go back to explaining what's happening. Can we bring that up?
I wanted to say I am sorry for the loss of your son. I did not know how old he was. I thought he was a little bit younger than I am, and I did not know if he was armed or not.
All right, that was a sound cut that was made a few minutes ago.
Right, that was Zimmerman. Here's the live.
The word is there, and he confronted Mr. Zimmerman. Why else would he confronted Mr. Martin. Why else would Mr. Martin want to confront Mr. Zimmerman? Mr. Martin was on his way home, minding his own business. If anything, you could argue that the self-defense is really Mr. Martin trying to defend himself. But I'm not here to argue all the facts.
All
honestly.
Right. Yeah. You know what? Let's cut this down. Here are the main issues. Matter of fact, here are the only issues. And why is bond an issue? Why do you even make bail? Why is bail required? To make sure the defendant comes back. It literally has to be with just guaranteeing that the defendant walks back into court. It's an incentive. It's a big incentive to come back into court. Now, there are some other issues. Big issue is the flight risk. Is he going to bail, so to speak, once he makes bail? And the argument in favor of Zimmerman is really clear. Hey, he's not a flight risk. He turned himself in to the cops as soon as the charges were made. He was in touch with the cops every moment he was out there where no one knew where he was for his personal safety, and no one's going to argue that he was in danger, not with the threats coming down. He has strong ties to the community. All of that says, hey, he's coming back. And it's not up to the judge at that point to determine innocent or guilt or anything other than flight risk. Now, a few other things. Is he a danger to the community? Well, the attorneys, the prosecutors are up there on the stand right now saying, you bet he is. He's had two altercations already. He had to take a management program, a anger management program, because he got into a scuffle with an off-duty police car, off-duty police officer, and punched him. And one other incident in which his anger was at issue. And so, therefore, that makes him, oh, hold on a minute. Here we go. Amount of bail, $150,000. Okay, told you. Okay, here it is. Judge issued the order right here. That's what I love about live radio. $150,000, which means the family gets to come up with $15,000 in cash to the bail bondsman and puts up $135,000 in assets. Actually, probably $150,000 in assets. A house, securities, bank accounts are then put up with the bail bondsman and then goes to the court. Unless there's $150,000 that you can just put directly up with the court, depending on the system. So, was that a surprise? I thought it was a surprise it was going to go that high. I thought it'd be $75,000, $100,000. So as the judge is explaining, curfews, 7 o'clock at night to 6 a.m.
Also, no consumption of alcohol.
Right.
He said something about guns. Gary, did you?
I'm sure he can't have any guns on his person.
I think he said that.
There's no way. Also, monitoring, no contact with the victim's family. No contact with any witnesses. That's a given. So this falls right in line with what was expected. And the judge just comes down. And incidentally, that's no surprise. It would have been a surprise if he had gotten bail so low as to not really be bail. You know, you get popped for a $5,000 bail or a $10,000 bail. You put $1,000 up in cash, and who can't come up with, or most people can come up with $10,000 in security someplace. Bank account. You got a lot of family members if you happen to have a good extended family. So, that would have been a surprise, bail so low or bail so high that it effectively becomes no bail at all. Because no one can afford to come up with that. A $1 million bail, for example, or $500,000 bail, $50,000 in cash, $500,000 in assets to back up the bail, to secure the bail. And then that gets really interesting because let's say it's $1 million bail, $100,000 cash either goes to the attorneys or go to the bail bondman. And now, wait a sec, we'd rather spend the money on the defense unless you have a lot of money. So, absolutely in line to what was expected by the pundits. And why is that? He's not a flight risk. The judge doesn't think he is a violence risk. And he imposed some pretty strict conditions, which was also expected. Here's the part that, and I don't know the answer to this, why they brought him in shackles. I don't get why they brought him in shackles. Now, they allowed him to wear a suit. And I don't know if this is state law that sets up when you are charged or when someone is charged with this degree of criminality, second-degree murder. It's a pretty serious offense. He can get life imprisonment for that one. And he has to be in shackles or it's the judge's call, the presiding judge. He also could have been brought in a prison outfit. We've seen those all the time when people are brought up to be arraigned or to be, or certain motions and the defendant has to be there. There he is in the orange jumpsuits that he's issued in prison. And why is that happening? Because it's not presidential. The reason you always see these people in suits, always defendants, is because if the defendant is dressed in jail garb, that is so prejudicial to the jury that or prejudicial to the jury against the defendant, that there's no good reason to have that. In front of a judge, there's no prejudice. Judge doesn't care. Doesn't care how you're dressed. You can be naked for all he cares. A judge understands that he has to look at the case. He has to look at the facts. Doesn't matter what the county puts the prisoner in. So that's why he's in a coat and tie. Shackles, for the life of me, I don't get at all.
The judge did say he won't be released today, so it'll be probably a day or two.
I don't know if they've been able to even come up with it.
Yeah, I don't. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know why. So anyway, there it is. $150,000 of bail with all kinds of restrictions put into place. A curfew from 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. That's a big curfew. No guns, no contact with witnesses, no contact with the Martin family. He has to have a bracelet on, a monitoring program. So there he is, again, in shackles. Man, and he's shaking hands with his defense team. And he's doing it like a penguin. Because he can't lift his arm.